Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey there, welcome to the final show of 2014 for It's Not Me, It's You, John Fraser at the helm, and we are going to do a year in review, just like every other radio show on the planet seems to do this time of year. We're going to talk about some of the past shows we had in 2014 and look ahead to 2015 in the dating and relationship field, see how things are going to shape up for next year. Before we get going, one of my favorite things to do throughout the year, of course, is to play music for you all. And we're going to do a Christmas song. This is a song that debuted last Christmas on the show. It is a Garth Brooks original song called Bellew Wood. It's done by Tyler Stenson, who we played extensively on the show during the course of 2014. This is one of the best Christmas songs and renditions of a Christmas song I have ever heard. So for your listening pleasure, enjoy Bellew Wood by Tyler Stenson.
Oh, the snowflakes fell in silence over Bellwood that night. For Christmas truce had been declared by both sides of the fight. But as we lay there in our trenches, the silence broke in two by a German soldier singing a song that we all knew. And though I did not know the language, oh, the song was silent. Then I heard my buddy whisper, all is calm and all is bright. But then the fear and doubt surrounded me, 'cause I'd die if I was wrong. But I stood up in my trench and I began to sing along. Then I crossed the frozen battlefield, but nothing joined in, until one by one each man became a singer of him. But then I thought that I was dreaming, but right there in my sight stood that German soldier beneath the falling flakes of white. And he raised his hand and he smiled at me, as if he seemed to say, here's hoping we both live to see us find a better way. But then the devil's clock struck midnight and the sky lit up again. And the battlefield where heaven stood was blown to hell. But for just one fleeting moment, the answer seems so clear. Heaven's not beyond the clouds, it's just beyond the fear. No, heaven's not beyond the clouds, it's for us to find it here.
That was Bellew Wood, the story of a World War I battle, as interpreted by Tyler Stenson, originally by Garth Brooks. So I hope you enjoyed that. All right, well, let's get into the year in review. We've had a lot of shows. I think we've done about 82 shows now since this show debuted a year and a half or two ago. And Well, we haven't done every Thursday night. We have hit pretty much all of them as I'm counting here. We did about 40-something shows this year, which is pretty good. And a lot of range of topics when it comes to dating and relationships. And some were well-received, some maybe not. Some were easy to do, and some maybe not. But kind of want to go through a few of these and just get some ideas, give my thoughts for the year, and then, again, look ahead to 2015. Because, you know, you can't change the past. You can change the future and the present. So we're going to talk about that. But obviously, you know, as I talked about last week, being single over the holidays is a tough time for those of us who are single and may not have family that we're talking to or going to go see. But, you know, make sure that you find some time to do something for yourself and you know, improve your personal growth, improve your attitude, your mindset as you go into 2015. But last year we did talk about some books, some authors, a couple authors. Amy Venezia joined us, early part of 2014, talking about dating yourself, the real aphromisiac. And in that episode, you know, we talked about getting to know yourself a little bit and being more calm with yourself before venturing out into a relationship. And actually, we addressed that with a couple of different episodes throughout the year. It's important that you like yourself before you expect somebody else to like you. Take it a step further, that you love yourself before you expect or ask anyone else to love you. So whatever you have to do to get to that point, if you're having anxiety issues or depression issues or financial issues or emotional issues, you know, trying to get those fixed to the best of your ability before venturing out into another relationship. We had a couple of really good shows with my friend Claudia. We talked about the independent woman. I want to address that for just a bit. You know, guys, especially, we are intimidated. We seem to be intimidated by independent women, women who make their own money, have their own home, you know, have their group of friends, can travel on their own, like going to nice places. And I think what we learned from Claudia is that most of these women, a lot of these independent women, very much like the simpler things in life. If you remember from her talk, you know, she can afford to do anything that she wants to do. She doesn't need a man to buy her stuff. She doesn't need a man to take her places or anything like that. But what she likes is the simpler things, you know, bite-sized candy bars and white tube socks. Something that simple might be able to win a woman like that over. And it's hard to, and you just have to find somebody that will be appreciative, find out what it is that will win her over. The other thing that we determined during that show back in March was that there's a difference between trying to impress a woman and trying to romance a woman. If you're a guy that has a lot of money and you throw your money around, you flaunt your money, you brag about your money, you're not trying to romance her, you're trying to impress her. And most women, especially independent women, will see right through that. And, you know, ladies, if that's what you want, if you want your sugar daddy, go for it, have a good time with that. You know, that's your business. However, if you want a true romance, with a guy like that, make sure that he's romancing you, buying you little candy bars and tube socks instead of flashing the Mercedes and the nice restaurants and all that. Mix that in, that's cool. Got no, you know, that's a great thing if you can mix it in. But, you know, understand the difference between trying to impress and trying to romance. We talked about good guys and bad boys. We talked about the difference between the two. There's a book out there, and let me pull it up real quick. It's actually a really good book. It's called No More Mr. Nice Guy. If you have a chance, guys, go check it out. If you consider yourself a nice guy, go check out this book, No More Mr. Nice Guy. It's an interesting read because it talks about why, and I'm going to plump myself in here because I read it for a reason, why we are quote-unquote nice guys. You know, women look at us, oh, he's such a nice guy. You know, he's non-threatening. He's always helpful. but you get lumped into that category and you're immediately put into the friend zone. And therefore, you rarely get out of that friend zone. You know, we'll get into the men and women can't be friends thing in a little while, as usual. But check that book out, No More Mr. Nice Guy. I believe it is on the website. If you look under reading on itsnotmeradio.com, there's a link to that book. If not, I'll put it up later today. But it's on Amazon, just like all the other books are. You can get it for your Kindle. No More Mr. Nice Guy. It will talk about why and how we became nice guys and how we can not remove that stigma, but enhance it so it can work more to our benefit. You know, we don't want to be jackasses. We don't want to be mean. We don't want to be hurtful to people, especially women. But it is important that we not get walked over. It's important that we not always get put right into the friend zone. It's important that we, you know, we take care of our own selves as well. So this book is helpful in determining or helping you realize what causes that, and again, you know, how you can be seen as sexy. Thank you, LA. We have a chat room in case you did not know that. You're welcome to hop into the chat room. I'm not going to be typing a whole lot because I'm looking at my notes and speaking and doing everything else, and I'm a guy. We only bi-task. We can only do two things at a time. Multitasking is for women. Thank you very much. Another episode that we talked about, another thing we talked about back in June, was called Finding Your Soulmate. People believe in soulmates. A lot of people don't believe in soulmates. I, for one, am one of those people that do not believe in a soulmate. I believe you can have more than one. I don't necessarily believe that the person that you end up with in the lifelong, long-term, forever relationship has to be your soulmate. Your soulmate can be, you know, in a lot of women's cases, it's your sister or your best friend. In guys, it might be, you know, a brother, it might be a buddy. But it doesn't always have to be the person that you end up with forever, because soulmates, you know, things happen and it doesn't always work that way. If you're a soulmate, great. If you have a soulmate, fabulous. If you think you have a soulmate, great. Because you know what? A lot of our perception is our reality, and that's awesome. Everybody's different. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you don't have one. But for, you know, finding that person that might be your soulmate, what if you don't have a soulmate? I mean, do you believe that every single person in this world has somebody for them that's their soulmate? I don't know. I mean, God, I hope my person's not over in like, you know, Switzerland or somewhere like that, because I'll never meet him, never meet her. And, you know, if your soulmate might be somewhere else in Russia or something, you're going to have trouble meeting that person. So that's not to say, of course, that we're going to settle, but soulmate is a very, very strong term. And in talking more to women and asking them, do you believe in soulmates? They say, yes, but it's my best friend or my sister. Guys tend to believe more in the soulmate than women do, just on the kind of informal interviews that I did. So, you know, take a listen to that one if you think it's an important topic for you. Codependency was something we talked about back in June. Codependency is a very difficult thing to deal with. Do you need to have somebody around you all the time? Do you need to have validation all the time? Can you not be by yourself at all? You know, I at times have determined that I am codependent. I need to be around people. I need to be around my friends. I need to be around, a girlfriend if I'm dating somebody. I need to be around people. Does that make me codependent? Maybe, maybe not. But there are people who must always be in a relationship. Must always be in a relationship. And sometimes that is a dangerous thing. If you leave one, how long does it take you before you're in another one? Do you even date anybody before you get into a relationship? Or do you just jump right in? One date, we're in a relationship, let's go. If you're codependent, you need to get some help about that, because codependency is something that could actually be very dangerous for you. Especially, you know, if you're female, you're codependent, you hook up with the next guy that comes along, and that guy could be dangerous. Why'd you break up with the one previous? Well, chances are you're looking for the same traits in the next one because you haven't had time to process the breakup. And therefore, you're just looking for the next person instead of, you know, as they say, you're looking for Mr. Right now, not necessarily Mr. Right. And that is important because you don't want to be with somebody you shouldn't be with. If you're looking to learn from your relationships, that's great. But, you know, at the expense of verbal and emotional and physical abuse, you don't want to go there. You really don't want to go there. You know, more and more people that I talk to these days are like, I'd rather be happy and alone than with somebody and miserable. If you want to be the other way around and be with somebody and miserable, you are codependent. Go get that fixed. I think there's a medicine for it. I think it's called Jack Daniels. But check it out and see if you can get through that. Game Playing was another show that we did back in July. I'm not a big fan of games. I play them all the time. I don't like playing them. Sometimes it just kind of works itself out that way. But open communication, as we talk about, always talked about since this show started, the communication between two people is very important. Now, whether you choose that to be text or verbal or instant message or smoke signals or carrier pigeon or, you know, email or whatever you choose that communication be, as long as you're both agreeable and you're doing it, that's what matters. If you are, you know, we get it. Let's talk text messaging for a second. That is the biggest burden, if you will, on relationships is text messaging. I work during the day. You probably work during the day. Most people work during the day. If I send you a text message and you don't respond back immediately, do I get upset? Do I get bothered? Do I say, oh, what is she doing? What is she, who's she with? What's, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And your mind starts playing games on you. You need to take a chill pill, as we used to say. You need to relax, R-E-L-A-X. Text messaging is done when you have the time to do it. Okay, if you're in a meeting, and if I'm in a meeting, for instance, and you send me a text, I'm not going to text you back in the middle of the meeting. If I'm driving, I'm not going to text and drive. If I'm, you know, in the middle of something else, I cannot always drop it and text back. So texting is a very interesting and different form of communication we're not used to in the last, you know, we just started in the last decade or so when it comes to dating. You know, updating, yeah, hey, I'm going to be here then at this time. That's great. No problem. But if you're getting into a serious discussion over text message, you know what? Take a few minutes and pick up the damn phone and call that person because there's no mistaking your voice, your tone, your inflection, and what is coming out of your mouth. That will totally be better than texting. So let's do that, shall we? Game playing, other games, mind games, including, you know, making somebody jealous intentionally. Doing anything to hurt anybody intentionally is a game. If you don't like them, break up with them. Simple. If you are tired of them, don't play games. Just say, you know what, I'm done. I need to move on. Do it. Because ultimately, as I'm sure for the listeners who listen all the time, hear me say it a gazillion times, you're going to end up with one person. You're going to go through a lot of people before you find that one person. Very simply, that person that you're tired of was not the one. Move on. Male or female, move on. And go find the next person that might be your one. Okay? It's okay. I was watching actually an episode of Seinfeld a little while ago before the show, an old episode of Seinfeld. And the girl he was dating at the time said, you know, Jerry, I don't think we should date anymore. I think we should see other people. He said, okay, great. Awesome. Have a good time. Had a great time dating you. Good luck in the future. And got up and left. That's how easy it should be. We kind of left her dumbstruck, to be honest. So let's just make it easy on ourselves. Quit playing games. Get out there and do the right thing. In August, we did a show on baggage, dating baggage. We all, my God, have baggage, don't we? We all have baggage. What are we going to do with our baggage? When you get to be, you know, my age range in the, we'll call it the 50s. I am in my 50s, okay? And women in their 40s, 50s, men in their 40s, 50s, we probably have already been the marriage thing, the kid thing, and we have baggage because of that. Because we don't have those things anymore. We have we're divorced. Kids have graduated college or adults, they're on their own. Whatever the case may be, we have gotten our baggage. If you're in your 20s and 30s, you have baggage from getting beat up, getting, and not literally, but getting beat up in relationships, getting broken up with, whatever happened. We all have our baggage. Nobody out there is perfect. Nobody out there is clean, as it were. Baggage-wise. So the goal is to find somebody that's not going to, that will help you, as they say, unpack your baggage. Be with you, let you talk it through, not judge you because of your baggage. I do get judged a lot on mine. You know, mine is due to ex-wife and child support and kids and stuff like that. You know what? If you are, you know, if we had a conversation about that and you thought that to be, you know, something that you could judge me on, then you know what? You're with the right one. And everybody tells me all the time, if they can't handle the baggage, they weren't the one for you, John. And I'm like, you're right. And once you get the, you get that in through, you know, get that through your skull, it's a lot easier to deal with because you know what? They just weren't the one. Which is too bad because eventually that baggage is taken care of and then you become a even better person than you already are. Which brings us to the next topic that we talked about, which is loving yourself. Again, we talked about it earlier in the, where was it? Da-da-da! I forgot now. But loving yourself, okay? Be true to who you are. Okay, my best advice and what I try to follow is be true to who you are. Make sure you know who you are. Why would anybody get into another relationship when they don't even know who they are in their own relationship with themselves? Why do that? It's just too painful. You don't have anything to offer anybody. If you're just in it for the sex, great. We'll talk about friends with benefits later. If you're just in it for the experience, great. If you just want to get free meals out of it, great. But at least tell the person you're with what your motive is, if it's not to be in a relationship. I ask people once I, you know, in first or second date, like, what are you looking for? I want to know what they're looking for. There's nothing wrong with asking, what are you looking for? Because you know what? Nothing is the same. Everybody's looking for something different. Everybody's looking for happiness. Everybody's looking for security, but they may not be looking for it at the same time you are. You know, just got over somebody, just want to date for a little while, casually date people. Great, not for me. I may be looking for a relationship at that time. So just understand where you are in your path, and make sure that you follow your true path that you're looking for. And somebody will cross your path that you will like, and then you'll be good. All right. We talked several times about online dating. How do we meet people? Had a conversation with an old friend of mine last night, a guy that, you know, is tired of the bar scene and doesn't want to do online dating and doesn't want to, you know, how do you meet people at this point, especially if you're just, you know, local or say you're in school or you have a lot going on? How do you meet people? Well, maybe you're not ready to meet people for one. But more importantly is what's better, online dating or offline dating? And we talked about this again back in September when it came to the differences between the two. And it's real simple. Offline dating is meeting people through mutual friends, people local that, you know, obviously there's less to choose from because you're staying local. when you're offline. You meet people through venues, through mutual friends, as I said, through just going to bars. You can meet people offline, but through online, with applications like Tinder or others like that. Now, Tinder is something that, we're going to talk about a little bit more in January when we have a good friend of mine on, has had some Tinder experiences she wants to share. But those are more immediate, they're more instant, and they are more local. Obviously, online dating costs money if you want to actually communicate with people. You have the entire world at your fingertips, but that, quite frankly, can get a little bit like a full-time job, online dating. You want to check your email all the time. We were having a discussion again yesterday with a couple of women, and they were doing Match.com, and it became a full-time job. I said, well, it's a full-time job because you're attractive. And then, of course, the question I asked was, how long did it take for them to send you naked pictures? Guys, quit sending naked pictures to women. They don't want to see it. I don't know what you gain from it, other than maybe a little self-esteem because you're proud of yourself, but they don't dig it. I've never talked to one single woman that digs a man sending, a stranger especially, sending a picture of his penis to them online. Quit doing it. You're killing it for everybody else. Thank you. Soapbox over right now. But so if you're looking still, pick whichever one is good, best for you, or try them all. Again, we talk about serial online dating, that people that are a part of 6 or 7 or 8 different dating websites. Well, what are you trying to prove? Are you looking for the very, very, very best person out there for you? Because I guarantee you they're not online, and they're not going to find you if you're on 8 different sites. To me, that's just an obsession. It is something that, you meet one. Are you going to get off the other 8 sites because you meet one person? Probably not. Because it's like Facebook. It's kind of an addiction when you get it. You're paying your monthly or your quarterly fees, and you can't stop. You can't stop looking at your email. You can't stop seeing what else is out there. I got to the point on Match.com where there was nobody else I wanted to look at. Everybody else on there I'd either seen or communicated with in a couple of cases, or just simply did not match. And I got off. And I still had like 6 weeks to go on the subscription, but got done and didn't look at it anymore and still don't. So just take a look and do what's best for you. I mean, ultimately, we want everybody to be happy. We want everybody to find love, and we want everybody to be, to get along. And again, guys, stop sending naked pictures of yourselves to women. All right. In October, we talked about When Friends Flirt. This is one of my favorite shows of the year because I do this a lot with my female friends. I do not do it with my male friends, and they are very thankful of that. When Friends Flirt, when do you cross the line? What is crossing the line specifically? Do you take it further? Do you take it into a friends with benefits situation, or do you start dating and maybe form a relationship? I mean, we always say that men and women, good to be friends before you date, or become friends while you're dating, because if it's going to last forever, you're going to need to get along outside of the bedroom. You're going to need to have similar interests and or the same growth pattern, the same path in life, the same faith walk, whatever the case may be. You need to be able to know that about them before you move on. I've dated a couple in this past year that I didn't even know what color eyes they had, and it made me sad when I realized that, because I didn't even look close enough to see what color eyes they had or where they went to college, or there's just a whole lot of things to know about somebody if you're going to spend the rest of their life with them. And, it's important to do that so that you can, be with the right person and not the right now person. So flirt with your friends. I encourage it. It's good practice as long as you guys know what you're doing ahead of time. Hey, I'm going to flirt with you now. Yeah, that's a good, that's a good start. But if it goes further, make sure you're both in agreement, because the last thing you want to do is ruin the friendship. male female friendships, while they are more immediate, if you don't have a relationship come out of it, eventually they will dissolve. So enjoy your time together before that happens. Okay. We talked about in November, we talked about a show called Two Halves. And, you know, we always talked about in our parents, our grandparents, that things were 50-50. And 50-50 equals 100%. Well, you know what? It goes back to, you know, being true to yourself, that it should be 100-100. Each of you should be at 100% or as close to it as humanly possible before entering into a relationship with somebody else who's close to or at 100%. You want to have your shit together before you get together. Ooh, let's write that. That's good. I like that. You should each have your shit together before you get together. Okay, I like that. That just came out, and it rhymed, and all's right with the world. So, two halves. Make sure you get yourself together. Now, the last one I want to talk about, again, not to end on a negative note, but dealing with a breakup. We all break up. We all get rejected. So we've been getting rejected since our mom told us no when we were a year and a half old and tried to put our finger in the light socket. We've been getting no said to us so often, it becomes secondhand. But when it's somebody that you care about, somebody that you like, or even somebody that you love telling you no, or I don't want you anymore, or no thank you, then it becomes a little more difficult to deal with. But you know what? Flashback to when you were 5 years old and you tried to jump off the roof with a cape made out of a dish towel because you were a superhero and your mom told you no, or your dad told you no, or the neighbor told you no. It's okay. Flashback to that and remember how stupid you were for even thinking about doing that. No happens. Move on. Live for the yeses. Shake off the no's. Okay? The next thing I want to do is we talk about that. Now, I would certainly encourage and appreciate everybody, if you want to go search out these episodes and all the other 40 episodes that we did over the course of 2014. You can do that through the website, itsnotmeradio.com. You can also do that through iTunes Podcasts, which there is a link on the website, of course. So whatever you can do in our 30 to 60 minutes together, you know, pretty much every Thursday night at 6:30 Central. But let's look forward to 2015 now as we wrap up for tonight. 2015, as we start, you know, as we said last year in 2014, will be a great year. I have plans for the show to improve it, to make it better. We're always looking for new topics. So if you have some suggestions, feel free to email them to us or contact through the website. Again, itsnotmeradio.com. But as far as your personal goals, as far as your relationship goals, like you do anything else, plan your goals out. Write your goals down for 2015, whether they're professional. Write those goals down. Where do you want to be in your career in 2015? What do you want to do with your personal life in 2015? If you're in a good, solid relationship, how are you going to continue to keep it a good, solid relationship? If you are in an iffy relationship, are you going to keep it? And for how long do you keep it for? Do you wait until it's just absolutely dead in the water, or do you cut your losses ahead of time? If you're single, if you're unattached, how are you going to meet somebody? Are you ready to meet somebody? Do you want to meet somebody? These are all questions that you need to sit and ponder over these last couple of weeks of the year. And, you know, make your New Year's resolutions. I really don't like New Year's resolutions. They're always the same. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to make more money. Usually you spend more money trying to lose weight by joining a gym on January 3rd. Do that. I encourage it. Stay healthy. But let's get our mental and relationship health together as well. What are you going to do to improve your relationship with you? What are you going to do to improve your relationship with whoever you are with? And if you don't have anybody right now, what are you going to do to draw somebody to you? And then how are you going to treat them? What new romantic ideas can you come up with for 2015 that you haven't done in 2014? There was a guy that I saw online today that he wrote 365 love notes to his wife and put them in a mason jar, a really big mason jar, granted, but a mason jar. Every morning, she's allowed to pull one out and read it. You know, they were love notes. They were memories that they had had. They've been together like 8 years. So, you know, memories, love notes, and another type of something romantic. So she could pull one out every day and read it and remember that, you know, she was loved and she was cared for. I thought that was pretty cool. He took the time to do it. Time. To find the person that you want to be with and to let her, him or her know that you care and that you want to be with them for as long as you want to be with them. So thank you all very much for a really successful 2014 from It's Not Me, It's You Radio. We are going to keep going strong in 2015. Like I said, some changes are forthcoming for the better. We're going to expand our horizons a little bit. We're even toying with a possible TV talk show out of this. So lots of cool stuff coming on in 2015. We appreciate everybody's support. I would like to take a few minutes to thank some people, certainly Monique and her people at Regime Entertainment out in Los Angeles for their continued sponsorship and support of It's Not Me, It's You. My family and my friends who still find it rather interesting that I, of all people, have a relationship radio show, which I think is kind of cool. And all of you listening, who listen every week, whether you're listening live and whether you're listening, you know, via a download through the archives, we have, you know, thousands, close to a thousand people a week that are listening to us, and that's always appreciated to me. It just blows me away. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your year because the next two Thursdays are holidays, Christmas Day and New Year's Day. We will not be broadcasting. The next show will be Thursday night, January 8th. So we will be having a brand new topic on January 8th. So we're going to have a couple of weeks off. There will be reminders. Be sure to join the Facebook page. Be sure to join us on Twitter. And we will be reminding you of upcoming shows and some other relationship type quotes and advice throughout the holiday season. So with that, thank you again very much for an outstanding 2014. I love you guys all very, very much and appreciate the support that we have received over this past year and even, you know, prior years. So with that, we're going to sign off for 2014 and we wish you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, or any other holiday that you may observe during this time. And it's certainly a very happy and prosperous new year to you. With that, as always, we will sign off, as my son would say and always does say, and I take after him. Peace out, everybody.